All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and more Tragedy of Medusa. I'm kind of yelling because I can't hear over the damn waves. They're loud. But, yeah, let's keep going. Why do we have to see Mom again? I'm getting tired of rowing. We should have brought Steno. Medusa, are you listening to me? Never mind, I think we're here. And Mom better be here, too. Like, fuck, I rode all the way out here for nothing. Well, what are you waiting for? Call her. Me? I rode all the way out here. You expect me to call her up, too? I love hearing your voice, Uriel. Please? Fine. You are such a spoiled brat sometimes. Do you know that? The goddess continues complaining as she leans over the side of their small boat. She starts singing a beautiful short song in a strange language. There is power in the words and in the voice. The sound is carried to the deep. After completing the song, Uriel watches the water. Nothing. That's odd. If she's down there, she should have heard that. Maybe she's got headphones on. You might have to sing a little louder. This is the right place, right? I hope I didn't just wake up something else down there. The goddesses wait a few seconds longer. Should I sing again? Uriel begins to sing again, but this time Medusa joins in. Y'all are gonna wake up the Kraken. And he's going to be upset because he's been trying to sleep. Without warning, the light from the sky suddenly dims. Darkness surrounds the area. Uh-oh. Gonna come out in a bathrobe. What? I was taking a shower. Oh! Without warning, huge tentacles rise from the water's surface. Uh-oh. Looks like they woke up the wrong thing. What manner of creature do the two Gorgon sisters now face? Certain doom awaits. Very funny, Mom. Actually, it was only funny the first time. Now it's just old. Daughter, how nice of you to visit me. Uriel hears the voice, but not through her ears. Her mother's voice, the voice of Seto, great and ancient goddess of the deep, echoes in her mind. Before Uriel can respond, the great primordial goddess of the deep turns to Medusa. Medusa, my baby, are you okay? I'm fine, Mother, I... Seto, sensing her daughter's distress, presses her mind into Medusa's. For several minutes, the two goddesses simply stare at one another. But after seconds, Seto's countenance turns to anger. The fools! Oh, shit. Bastards! Medusa, still recovering from the incident, reaches out to plead with and calm her mother. Mother, wait! I am Seto, the Lady of the Deep. The monsters and creatures there fear me as Cetus! I will make all of the surface fear me and feel my wrath! I destroyed one of their cities for what they did to you. But had I known the pain those fucking Olympians caused my little girl, I would have destroyed them all! A whole can of whoop-ass! No, please, Mother. It'll be okay. Or, excuse me, I'll be okay. I promise. I came to talk to you about another matter. The Sea Goddess almost ignores her as she turns to Uriel. Oh, well, why didn't you say so earlier? You saved her, Uriel, but you should have never left her. Where is Theno? Above all, she should have protected you both. She's, training? Before Seto could respond, Medusa interrupts. Mother, I think Uriel used lust energy to save me. The ancient sea goddess recalls what she had seen through Medusa's memory. Her anger at Steno disappears quicker than it came. Indeed, that she did. How is that possible? Shouldn't we have natural affinities to heaven fire? Why do none of us seem to have that affinity? Do you even have that affinity? My love, so many questions. I have never had the need for heaven fire. And neither have any of you until now. You should try to learn it. You can use it to defend yourselves. Can I ask both questions? Heaven fire can have many uses, to bolster courage, physical strength, or to heal. My mother Gaia used this power to heal the world after the infernos of creation, and later to help life flourish. When humanity arrived, they praised her for this, which she discovered had increased her power. The children of Gaia, from her son Uranus, who violated her, also observed this and fought among themselves for control of humanity. Gaia loved her children, but was disappointed at their lust for power. She vowed that she would no longer teach her children this power until they proved their worthiness. Later, she bore and bedded Pontus, my father. As the children of Uranus squabbled for control over Heavenfire, we, the children of Pontus and Gaia, found no need for it. We went our own way, apart from them and from Heavenfire. And we learned to lean upon our natural abilities. So we can use it? How do we learn it? I know not. Fuck! What about lust energy? Why can't Uriel use it? I know not. Fuck, do you know anything? Do not despair, my love. Boy, that's something to say to a goddess. Do you know anything, Mom? I do not know for sure, but Uriel's greatest strength and weakness has always been her heart. She has a great capacity for love, perhaps the greatest of all creatures that I have known. This love gives her power, power to bring joy to all she chooses. But beware, daughter. Seto's face turns serious. Love can betray you. With that love, you can feel the joy in others, but also their pain. As you take the burdens and path of others on yourself, beware, lest it drag you to the dark depths of despair. The sea goddess turns back to Medusa. Perhaps that is the source of her affinity. She can feel the joy and pain in others? How do you know? Just a guess. If she hasn't developed that power, she probably will soon. The succubi, creatures of lust energy, have the ability to sense the emotions of others. Am I a succubus? No, my love. You are my daughter. Do your best to unlock the skills these affinities grant unto you. The Olympians will not likely rest until all our kind are consumed by their greed and lust for power. I must go, my loves. I am still recovering from my visit to Argos. Send Steno, my love, but tell her that I am displeased. I expect her to lead the three of you and protect you, now more than ever. With these words, Seto descends into the deep. Thank you, Mother. Alright, now that that's over, it's your turn to row us home. Uriel, can you row us home, please? God, you are such a brat. Let's go. Porta Piraeus. I think that's Piraeus. Athens. It didn't take long for Perseus to track down the man at the docks I had tried to buy marble from. The fool told him the location of our island, and that arm of his is not doing so well. I should never have revealed our location to him, but Perseus wasn't the only one looking for us. For two succubus queens were hidden using their corrupt succubus powers, because, you know, that's what they do, watching Perseus' investigation with keen interest. I told you, little sister, the Olympians would lead us to the Gorgons. Yes, but how do we ensure we get to the Gorgons first? We need to distract the Olympians. Something to keep them busy for a while. I think I know just what to do, sister. Leave it to me. I will await you on our ship. Don't be long, little sister. True to her word, a distraction was fabricated. See you tomorrow, Cass. Oh, hold on, he's not drunk enough. See you tomorrow, Cass! Bye! You can go home now, Cassandra. I'll finish and clean up. Really? Thanks. Goddess Athena! Cassandra, go upstairs and hide, now! The barmaid quickly runs as shadow consumes the area. And that it does. He doesn't look happy. No! Queen Ygritte met with the demon lords and convinced them of the weakness of Athens. They immediately launched an attack on the city. The attacks occupied the Olympians. This brought the succubus queens time to find us first. I thought Zeus had a hair. You know, white hair, big old beard. Maybe this is young Zeus. He hasn't got the old man Zeus yet. No, let me go! Let me go! Get off me! The youngest Gorgon looks around, realizing she's safe. Just a dream. I'm glad I didn't wake them this time. Better go back to sleep. Disturbed, Medusa lies back down on the pillow and closes her eyes. Again, poor Medusa. I wish I could take these nightmares away. Weeks later, somewhere in the Mediterranean, sailing. Oh, no, we're not gonna do that. Oh. This must be it. Ygritte looks at her sister, waiting for a command. What are we waiting for, sister? Let us go and meet them. Let us find out what makes these Gorgons so interesting to the Olympians. I think this will be a good mission for you, little sister. Aisha kicks the younger queen overboard. The fuck? Our ship cannot be long here. In Poseidon's absence, the creatures of the deep have grown bold. You're going to leave me here? Just for a few weeks. You'll be fine, little sister. Surely three goddesses are no match for a succubus queen. Find out what you can about them. If they have any value, try to enlist them against the Olympians. In the meantime, I will attend to the war in Athens. All great music needs a director. The ship starts pulling away. Do well, little sister. See you soon. Cursing to herself, Ygritte turns and starts swimming to the nearby island. Ah, this water is so fucking wet. Why did it have to be so wet? Why can't I just go right through the fucking water? It's got fucking water. You little fucker. Come on, break my hold. Fuck, Steno, you're too strong. I can't do it. You have to do it. You think the Olympians are gonna go easy on you? Don't look at me like that, Medusa. We all need to get stronger, including you. Do you have to be such a bitch, though? Mom put me in charge. I'm responsible to make sure we are all safe. Let's continue sparring. Uriel sighs. Whatever. Medusa walks by. Don't go far, sister. You're next. Motherfucker, you didn't have to kick me off the ship. If you weren't my sister, I'd fuck you in your... Hello? Who's there? What are you doing here? Showtime. Oh, I'm so glad to find someone. I thought I was going to die. The succubus queen in disguise stands and faces Medusa. You're a goddess. You aren't an Olympian, are you? We were fleeing the demon attacks in Athens when our ship was attacked by a great sea beast. Steno, who is that with Medusa? Shit! The two goddesses rushed to their sister. Who the fuck are you and what are you doing here? Please, don't hurt me! Her ship was destroyed while fleeing Athens by a great sea beast. The three sisters look at each other knowingly. Damn it, Mother. If it is Mother, we have to help her. It's our fault she's here. No! Oh, come on, sis. Look at her. She's a harmless human. The Gorgon looks over at the helpless and innocent human. I want to keep her. Can I have her, sis, please? Steno elbows her sister in the ribs. Fuck! Just let me use your boat. I'll leave. Please don't hurt me. No! Steno! Even if we let her take our boat, Mom will just kill her. Especially if she recognizes it as our boat and it's not us on board it. If by chance she manages to get past Mom, she could tell others about us. I wouldn't tell anyone, I swear! What do we do then? She'll have to stay here for now. It's either that or kill her and be done with it. Please, I won't get in your way. I can help you. Please don't kill me! Don't worry, we won't kill you. You'll be safe here. She sleeps outside, though. I don't trust her. fuck that. She can sleep in my bed with me. Your bed is also my bed and Medusa's, you idiot. There's not enough room for four. Fine, she can take your spot then. She sleeps outside. The two sisters continue arguing. Don't worry about Steno. She acts tough, but she's a big softy where it matters. Oh, thank you. You won't be sorry. I really will help. Come, let me show you around. Incredible, Father! I did not know such creatures existed. The sea is vast. There are many creatures there we do not yet understand. It looks as if this creature was killed by something. It looks partially eaten. I observed that myself, Zeus. What creature could eat a predator as great as this? This was done by a new enemy. With my brother recovering, it seems the sea has become untamed. Could it have been the creature that attacked the great harbor at Argos? That is my guess as well. Cetus. She's feeding to recover more quickly from her attacks. The children of Pontus are wild and unruly. But they tend to themselves and leave the rest of the world alone. What provokes Cetus' anger, I do not know. What do we do? We'll have to wait until Poseidon recovers fully. Then he can handle Cetus. We must continue our focus on the demons in my father's family. Once my father and the rest of his siblings are out of the way, I believe we will have enough energy to send the demons away forever. That reminds me. Please, take my shield to Athena. She wanted to practice the world creation ritual on a smaller scale. Why a shield? What does a shield have to do with world creation? I believe she is going to try to create a small prototype world with the shield as an anchor. I see. Perseus pretends to understand, but he has no fucking idea what Zeus is talking about. We will need more energy for this experiment, though. You know, Cetus' attack presents an opportunity. We can use fear of her to drive humans to more sacrifice, and maybe enough to convince them to engage in mortal combat. No. Human sacrifice. Human sacrifice? Yes. While human sacrifice is most horrific, it yields the most chaos of all types of sacrifice. Too much human sacrifice is self-defeating in the long run, though. All we need are a few notable sacrifices, maybe even just one if it's quality enough. A virgin, the most beautiful we can find. Why a virgin? Because it's always a virgin. Every movie you've ever seen is a virgin. There's never been a movie where it said, we need the whore that fucked 135,000 men. That's the one we need for the sacrifice. Never. It's always a virgin. There's something ironic in sacrificing something beautiful, rare, and regarded. That's probably why killing gods yields so much chaos. Gods are generally all three of those things. Too bad our race is so rare and reproduction so unpredictable. I see. I think I may know of such a woman. Her name is Andromeda. Andromeda, and why would you want this human dead? She rejected my Let's try that one again. I think we did some things wrong here. I see. I think I may know of such a woman. Her name is Andromeda. Andromeda, and why would you want this human dead? She rejected my advances. The great god laughs. Why did you even ask? Take what you want, Perseus. You are a god and an Olympian. There is nothing greater. Yes, Father. Arrange the sacrifice. Do it in Cetus' name. Make sure the people believe that Cetus' rage will only turn with the sacrifice of the most beautiful of maidens. I will, Father. We made sure that we are recording. We are. Over the next few days, we came to know a little more about the strange castaway. She called herself Egret, and true to her word, she stayed out of our way and even helped with random chores on the island. Oh, like somebody needed to sweep the sand or something? She was a hell of a cook. Well, I mean, there's that. This is really good. It is. Thank you, Egret, for catching and cooking the boar. Steno usually does the hunting, but she's been busy with her training. Talking about a boar or a boar? Like a pig? Are we talking about something that's just really boring? So it was very helpful of you. How did you manage to catch that boar anyway? Oh, it is that kind of boar. Wasn't sure. Wasn't sure about the boar. It was easy. I stared it straight in the eyes and it was overcome with fear. After it was paralyzed, I just cut its throat. Ah! Brutal. Brutal. She's joking, Uriel. Why would a boar be afraid of a human? Indeed. I felt something off about her, but I couldn't identify what it was. Why are you training so hard, Steno? You are so strong. What could someone like you have to worry about? Steno stares at Egret in silence. It's the Olympians. Uriel! Oops, was I not supposed to tell her? The Olympians? Oh, I see. Medusa stares in silence at the fire. They attacked you, didn't they? No one responds. How did you manage to survive? The Olympians are so strong. More silence. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's none of my business. They attacked me, and I was too weak to defend myself. Uriel saved me using lust energy, and since then, Steno has been training us. But I don't think it'll be enough. Until I figure out how we can use Heavenfire, Lust, or anything, I don't see how we even stand a chance against them. We do stand a chance. I will kill all the Olympians who set foot on this island. And I won't stop there. How can you say that, Steno? I know you are strong, but Athena knows how to use Heavenfire and Chaos. Uriel got lucky. We got lucky. All goes silent as the sisters individually stare at the fire. Uriel, you used lust energy? Isn't that a succubus thing? I guess. Mom says it's because I care too much. How did you use it? I don't know. I just... Uriel trails off. When I saw what they were doing to Medusa, my heart broke. It's almost as if I could feel what she was feeling. The pain. The violation. Uriel's eyes begin to tear up. It made me so... to tear. Not to tear up. Her eyes are fine. They're just... they're gonna get a little watery. It made me so angry, and I just exploded at Poseidon. I hit him so hard, it sent him through a wall. By Lilith's tits, it's true. She can use lust energy. Well, I'll be. If it's got to do with Lilith's tits, then it must be good. Being able to sense the pain in others is a keystone of lust energy abilities. The disguised queen responds. Well, I hope he's dead then. Nope, both him and the bitch Athena ran off. Yeah, wish he was dead for what he did to my sister. silence again. What about you, Medusa? You said something about not knowing how to use Heavenfire. I thought all the gods could use it. Apparently our family has never used it. Mom says we rely more on our natural abilities. I'll figure it out. I have to. I don't think I could be of much help. As you know, humans can't use any of the three primal energies. We can produce it, though, which makes us nothing more than resources for the greater beings. I don't think you're a resource. I think you're kind of cute. Ygritte smiles and acts shy. I'm flattered, Uriel. All three of you are so beautiful and powerful. I'm so insecure around you. The disguised queen turns to Medusa. When we worship the gods, we pour our hopes into our prayers. I think that's where Heavenfire comes from. Maybe if you focus on the feeling of hope, you can summon it. That's a good suggestion, Ygritte. Thank you. Sorry, I can't help more. I'm just a human, and those things really are beyond me. The four women continue to chatter until they finish eating. They each retire to their beds. Later that night. Hope, huh? Well, I guess it's worth a try, right? Medusa holds out her hand and tries to focus her mind. Hope. What do I hope for? Her mind ponders on the question. The first thing that comes to mind is her sisters. She hopes, no matter what may come, that Stheno and Uriel will be safe. For Stheno, she hopes to somehow reach her, to connect with her. She feels so far away. A feeling of despair enters the young goddess's mind, but she chases it out, and refocuses. She turns her thoughts to Uriel. Uriel is so silly sometimes, but I know all she wants to do is love everyone. Medusa's heart warms. I hope she learns to use lust energy. She'll be able to protect herself. She feels the emotion swell, and she focuses it into her hand. Her hand begins to glow with a white aura. Holy fuck, I'm doing it! Suddenly, the glow wears off. No! Come back! The goddess continues to try to reproduce the effect without luck. She did it. They can use Heavenfire after all. These sisters are manifesting the ability to use lust and Heavenfire. It's quite possible they are tuned to both affinities. They are indeed powerful. They just need a gentle push in the right direction. The succubus disappears and returns to her bed before Medusa or the others notice that she's gone. So it's the focus of emotions that summons the energy. How would that work for Uriel with lust? I wonder if she were to be put into a situation that piqued her sexual feelings. The goddess formulates a plan in her head. Yes. That could work. Now what about Stheno? Does she have an affinity to lust or to Heavenfire? She's not like Uriel, who is caring and so willing to please. But she's not like me either. I guess I can work with her to try Heavenfire out. It's supposed to be our natural affinity. Does that mean that Uriel can also use Heavenfire? Could she be able to use two? I suppose it's worth a try, but first things first, I know she can use lust. I'll start there. The next day, Come, Uriel. There's something I want to show you. Fuck off! I'm coming already! The two reach the edge of the trees and peek out at the beach, not the breach. It hasn't happened yet. It probably will, but it hasn't happened yet. There's no breach, but there's a beach. Look! So what? She's bathing. I know, but isn't she beautiful? Uriel looks harder. She is very beautiful. Medusa stares into Uriel's eyes. Let's push a bit more. The younger goddess moves in behind Uriel. Look at her curves, those thighs. Strong, powerful. The way the water runs off her body. Down her back. Over her breasts. It looks like her nipples are hard. By the way, can we disable the, No. Not on this one. Trying to get rid of the black box. It looks like her nipples are hard. They are. Can you see how she moves her hand over her body as she washes her breasts? Her pussy? Goddess. Uriel subconsciously moves her hand down to her own pussy and begins to slowly massage it. Slowly. She's not going to a race yet. The beautiful women bathing on the beach appear to do the same. Her hand lingers on her womanhood, rubbing up and down. Fuck! This is working out better than I expected. Look at how turned on she is. I have to admit to myself, this is really hot. I want to touch myself too. I want to touch. No, I have to focus. I'm doing this for science, to help my family. I want you to do something for me, Uriel. Focus on that feeling. Oh, okay. So they're doing the thing. I'm focusing. Uriel was indeed focusing as she watched her sister. This is so wrong. So now all three ladies are masturbating while they're... they're just standing there masturbating. Because why not? I mean, you don't have a whole lot else to do. It's not like they can watch TV or anything. Or go on the internet or play video games. Or they're just gonna stand there and masturbate. I think people made more people when there wasn't a whole hell of a lot to do. They're like, why do we have low birth rates? Because people could do other things than make people. Back in the day when people just stood around, so you want to read again or have another baby? It's just Theno. But what she's doing is so intense. I can feel her fingers on her folds. It feels so good. Uriel's eyes begin to light up. It's working! Uriel continues to pleasure herself while watching the other woman do the same. Oh goddess, I can feel her. She's about to... Both girls simultaneously come. The light fades from Uriel's eyes as she breathes heavily. Uriel! You used lust energy. I did? Fuck, that was so intense. Medusa, what did we just do? I don't know. Uriel and Medusa started practicing their newly found powers. Boy, I'll bet they did. But it wasn't enough. Uriel could enhance her strength with lust energy. But Medusa couldn't use Heavenfire long enough to put up much of a defense. Watching them work on it convinced me even more that it was a waste of time. We need to rely on our own strengths. Medusa wouldn't listen, though. Before long, she attempted to get me to try. Okay, so we're going to punch rocks. It's not rocks, it's a tree. Steno, can we talk? I'm a bit busy, but I can take a break. Steno turns to face Medusa. What's up? I want you to try to use Heavenfire. I really think it'll help us. It could make the difference if we're attacked here. I don't need it. Come on, Steno. I know you don't think you need it, but can you at least try? Please? For me? That only works on Uriel, you know. Does it? Steno stares at her younger sister for a second before smiling. Fine, I'll try. Thanks, big sis. What do I do? Well, you have to focus, really focus on the feeling of hope. Hold out your hand and think of something you hope for. Then try to move that feeling into your hand. $10 million! $10 million! $10 million! I'm trying, folks, I'm trying. Seriously? That's it? That's it. Steno sighs. Fine. Here goes nothing. The eldest Gorgon closes her eyes. Hope? What the fuck is that all about? Hope is for the weak. All I need is action. Come on, Steno, you can do this. Fuck, what if I can't do this? What if I let Medusa down? What if I... Fuck this. I'm gonna go back to fighting this tree. Steno quickly turns away. I told you, I don't need Heavenfire. I don't need hope. Everyone needs hope, Steno. I'm different. This is ironically hopeless. Maybe I'm going about this wrong. She's just so different from Uriel and I. So guarded. So walled. Maybe Heavenfire just wouldn't work for her. I could try lust as with Uriel, or... Wait. What if chaos is her affinity? Medusa stares into Steno's eyes as she turns. Just leave me alone. I need to continue training. Stop wasting my time. Without thinking, Medusa responds in a more confrontational tone. Why, Steno? Why do you train so hard? When the sun comes up, you're here training. Only when the sun goes down do you stop. I mean, like Goku, right? You force Uriel and I to train with you. For what? What is it for? How dare you take that tone with me? I'm just trying to protect us. You don't get it. Uriel can use lust energy. I can use Heavenfire. Why do you insist that we train your way? Isn't that a waste of time? It is a waste of time. All I know is this. It's the only way I can be sure to help us, to protect us all. Why, Steno? Why do you have to be sure? Because... Is it because of Mother? Because she told you to protect us? Yes, but what? You're the oldest, but by what? Minutes? You think you're the strongest, but the truth is, you're weak. You little bit. You can't protect us. You didn't protect us in Athens. You didn't protect me. I was raped, Steno. Poseidon raped me in front of Athena. And where were you? I You what? You were at the docks. You left us. Stop pretending that you know how to protect us. You... Shut up! The eldest Gorgon's eyes turn a shining red as she throws her fists, shattering a nearby tree. I get it. I don't know how to protect you. I failed you. I know that. I'll never forgive myself for what happened. But what do you want me to do? I can't just stand by and let the Olympians wipe us out. I won't. Steno walks away. Steno, your eyes. The youngest Gorgon falls to her knees and sobs into her hands. Steno, I didn't mean it. Nearby. Chaos energy? Unbelievable! I never would have supposed they could use all three. These three sisters are exactly who we need against the Olympians. I need to test them more. Okay. And here is where we're going to leave off for now. Things are getting very interesting in this game. The story is very well written, I think. I mean, they curse like sailors, but other than that, it's a pretty good story. I'm very interested in this one. So we're going to continue, but we won't be continuing until March. Yeah, you know what happens. February is eroge, anime, you know, whatever you want to call it, hentai month. And then, of course, oh, it's also waifu month, so yeah. And then... in March, we'll be back with more Tragedy of Medusa, and we'll probably get into the next one, because this one's a fairly short game, and the other one's going to be a bit longer. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys back here in March for more Tragedy of Medusa. You can pick the whole thing up from Deep Glugs on itch.io, so do it. You can pick them all up and play them right now. You can get through them before I even get to the next part of this. All right, I'm out.